Hello friends, today we will be seeing chapter number 8, that is staffing. Now before I start and go ahead with the chapter, tell me, what do you understand from this whole beautiful diagram which is drawn over here? So you can take some 30 seconds time and tell me, what does this diagram over here or the chapter image which tells you all? So let me put up this question to few of you all. So let me put up this question to Mark. Mark, tell me, what do you understand from this image? Okay, Mark, great. Let me put up this question to couple of more. Let me put up this question to, yes, Kajal, you tell me. What does this image indicates to you? Okay, great. Now, last, who wants to answer this question? Okay, you tell me. Joy, what do you think this image is all about? Great, what you answered is absolutely correct. Now in this whole story, what you three have said, somewhere it is coming up to things that it is involving is more about people, employees. Now what, according to me, what does this image tells me? This image tells me something about that there is an employee or this manager who is showing an indication over here. They all have got the same objective, that the company should go up. This image also tells me something, that he is trying to manage all this group of people, because he is having a stick in his hand and he is hinting to these people that, see, you are supposed to look up, and maybe he is asking some question. So in other words, he is trying to manage people. So what does staffing actually means? Staffing means right people in the right kind of place for the right purpose and the right activity, so that they can get the right output. So everything, when it goes right, it is nothing but known as staffing. And staffing basically tries to connect people at different levels and layers, bringing people together for the way how tasks are required. So let us go actually and see how this chapter would function. So staffing involves human resources management and ensures right person for the right job. So if I want to have right person for the right job, it can be involved with the help of staffing. Also guys, remember, this is the third element in the functions of management, which was POSDCMC, planning, organizing, staffing. So this is the third element involved in the concept of management. Staffing includes processes such as manpower, planning, recruitment, selection, training, development, promotion, compensation of personnel, etc. So staffing is basically right from selecting the personnel and making sure that he is placed in the company, he has been properly promoted, at times he is given proper compensation and etc. other things. So staffing is more about connecting and involving a lot of people at different levels. Although it is very important function in the company, yet it is the most neglected function in the company. You know guys, the company is running because of the employees, and if the employees are only neglected, what would happen? The company would not be able to survive. The company wouldn't be able to give the output. That's what the game plan over here is. So staffing is more about right person for the right job, for which it passes through a different process. How they can get the right person till the time the right job they are placed upon, the whole activity is known as staffing. Yes, it is somewhat focusing on the human resource aspect of the business. So we will be seeing in details about all those parts. Out of the four M's, that is men, machine, materials and money. Man is living entity, which thinks, discriminates, has judgment, has knowledge and develops wisdom. So from the four M's, man is one such kind of an element which has got a thinking capacity, which tries to manipulate things, which tries to deviate things than how it is functioning. He adds more and more value over a period of time after getting experience. After he gets the experience, knowledge, he adds on more and more value. He appreciates with the use of time. So with the use of time, he appreciates, he focuses more prominently, he is able to give the output more prominently. So this is what four M's are specifically going to focus and face the transaction. Very few organization understands that people have to be developed and maintained in the company. So very few people thinks that the employees which we recruit or bring in the business, in the company, needs to be regularly developed, regularly maintained. Like when we buy a car, we need to make sure that the car is properly maintained, developed, and taken care of regularly, if it is not maintained, developed and taken care regularly, with time it will get deteriorated. So that's what the main objective of the company is. If the company is in crisis situation, the first knee-jerk reaction is felt on whom? Human beings. So if company is not doing well, the first and the foremost thing which what the managers or the top level management think about, remove this many employees, our problem will get solved. But people, companies, managers forget that this was the team which brought the organization to so much heights and the level where the company is. In removing them wouldn't solve the problem. So are we not considering human beings as resources? When we go to work, we are not sure if we will stay in the job or we will get removed from there. So I'm not sure today I'm going to work, tomorrow will I be going in the same company and working? I may not. I'm not very sure about it. Business cycles keep happening up and down, but it is improper to kick the people out. That is where staffing plays a very important and crucial role. It is not just right person for right job, but also making sure that the right person in the right job continues for a regular and a more longer period of time. That's what staffing is all about. Staffing thus is the process involving identifying the employee, assessing, which means checking, placing the employees in proper place, evaluating his performance, evaluating him that is he capable for such kind of thing, directing that individual at the work that this is what he is supposed to do, this is what he is expected from him, and this is the way he is supposed to give the output. Staffing function is concerned with the placement, growth and development of all those members of the organization whose function is to get things done through the efforts of other individuals. So staffing is more making sure that the person can manage things, person can get the work done from people, that individual is capable of heading the team, getting the work done, encouraging the employees, motivating the employees and giving the output. So staffing is just not restricted to right person for right job, but it is more than right person to right job, as it contributes from different areas, different corners, and tries to encourage the business to next levels. Now before we go ahead in the functioning of how the staffing and other things would go ahead, we will be checking out the elements, which means what staffing comprises of, what is staffing made up of. Staffing is made up of these seven elements, starting up with first element or component of staffing is effective recruitment and selection. So the first and the foremost thing is effectively recruiting, that is selecting or bringing in the person in the right time or right place. And from recruitment is more about searching, and from that search I'm going to select. So I'll search. Recruitment is the process of searching who is the right candidate for this time of task, and I will select the right candidate for that kind of task in the best possible manner. Based upon that, proper classification of personnel and pay fixed to them. So proper classification of personnel, that he will be able to do this kind of task, he wouldn't be able to do that kind of task. That is where proper classification of personnel will take place. Then fitment through placement, that is right man for right job. If the employee is selected, he should be the right person for right kind of job. What do we mean by right person for right kind of job? It means that this person is capable enough, this person has knowledge, this person has got focus for this kind of a job and task. That is the right person or right man for the right job. Next element is adequate and appropriate training for development. So after we select the right person for right job, next is giving proper training and development. So if you see, recruitment and selection is first, personnel is classifying second, third being right person, right man for the right job known as placements. Fourth is training and development, very very key, instrumental, important concept in any kind of management functioning, or you can say staffing, just is not going to complete or end up without training and developing that employee at regular levels, because of the fact that the employee gets really crucified for doing the same task for years and years. So he needs to be properly trained, he needs to be properly developed, he needs to be properly upgraded over a period of time. Next is satisfactory and fair transfer and promotion. After he's been trained, after he's been developed, after he's been contributed, next important task is transfer and promotion. So he needs to be encouraged with transfer, with promotion, encouraging him to basically grow up and go up the ladder. Next is sound relationship between management and workers. So there should be cordial relations, sound relations between the management and workers, how they both function, what are different elements, tools involved in it. That is harmonious human relations. So how good cordial relation it is there. Then adequate policy and provision for retirement. So there are provisions for retirement. If employee works for a longer period of time in the company, it is good for the company itself. But after he is retired, what are the benefits the employee gets over a period of time can be identified with the help of this concept, that is adequate policy and provision for retirement. So these are seven different elements, components, parts which are involved in the staffing of a business. That is right from recruitment and selection to classification of personnel, fitment through placement, training and development, transfer and promotion, good relationship and provision for retirement. So all these things will live up to the concept of what is staffing involved in the business. Now, what is the objectives and functions of staffing? The first and the foremost objective and function of staffing is manpower planning. Now, what do you mean by manpower planning? Planning how much number of employees would be required for a given task or given activity. So the short-term manpower planning may achieve the objectives of company present conditions. The long-term manpower planning should be concerned with the estimation of staff members required in future. So how much manpower, how much employees will be required is known as manpower planning. Now at times in short-term manpower planning, like for example, I am running a retail outlet, like for example, Big Bazaar or maybe some Croma or maybe some lifestyle. So these are all big brands which runs. There is a festival season coming in. So they require short-term manpower planning. So maybe they can go and recruit people for staff requirement on the floor from some colleges, some managerial trainees they can bring in the system. They can encourage them work for a period of, say for example, 10-15 days, and this is it, the work is done. So that is in a short term. Maybe long term would be a project is expected maybe after 3 months down the line. So for 3 months after the line, when the employees would be required, they'll go and need to do recruitment, which means what? Searching, that where is the best talent available for the kind of project the company is taking. So manpower planning is the first and the foremost objective and function of staffing. Second objective and function of staffing is development. That is, it is concerned with development of staff members through adequate training programs. So at the second objective and function of staffing is to train, develop, encourage, get the employees ready, get them equipped. All these things comes under the function of staffing, that is development. Third is fixing the employment standards, which means involving job specification and job description. Job specification means what is the specification, what exactly they are supposed to do is known as job specification. Job description would be this is what they will do. Specification will specify this is required, and description will describe what kind of activity or tasks they would do. That is job specification and job description. After fixing the employment standards, that what kind of task and how they will do, next objective and function of staffing is internal and external sources. In internal and external sources, what they will do, it is concerned with the method by which the staff members are selected, which means where they can search for new employees, internally within the organization, externally outside the organization. So this will be concept of internal and external sources, which will be the source for getting more and more good kind of quality employees in the system. Next is selection and placement. So next objective and function of staffing is what? Selecting the personnel and placing him in the right place. So the placement includes giving a job to a person on the basis of his ability, education, experience, his mindset, his knowledge, his understanding of the job perspective. Does he have the expertise for that kind of transaction or not? That is known as selection and placement. So next object and function of staffing is selecting and placing the employee. Another object and function of staffing is training. Training means what? Internal training by the company itself. So internally the company employees will come and train the new employees, new joinees, what kind of task is required, how he will be doing this task, what are the company's policies, rules, regulations, laws, etc. things. Another object and function of staffing is coordination, promotion and transfer. So maintenance of employee records, rating of employees, motivation, etc. So this element and this objective function of staffing is more about making sure that the employees are all connected to each other, making sure that the employees promote themselves, making sure that employees transfer, gets transferred at regular intervals so that they get fresh, they get uploaded with new ideas, they can move interdepartmental transfers takes place, etc. things. So these are another few objectives and functions of staffing with which over a period of time the company is able to give the output accordingly. So that is how the objectives and function of staffing takes place. Now we move on to the next segment of staffing known as process. How or what is the process of staffing the employees? That is selecting the right person for right job. So in that, the first and the foremost thing in process of staffing is, I'll first name the four steps. First is estimation, second is selection, third is training and development, and fourth is performance management. Estimation. Estimation means what? Total number of staff members required by the company in various grades depending upon the size of the company and policy. So how much are the total number of employees required for a given task? Now say for example, we all own an IT company. Company's name is, say for example, Infosys. As Infosys as a company is coming up with a new project, on this new project, how many total number of employees we will require would be known as estimation. After estimation is done, next is selection of qualified applicants for filling the jobs by using a standard procedure. So just Infosys wants doesn't mean that people will come. When it opens up the requirement for so many number of employees, we have to select the qualified applicants who will qualify for the task for which company needs employee. I may require an employee for Java based knowledge operator, but I might get people which are either SQL based or maybe DOS. These are all languages which I'm trying to explain or express. So I might get not what I want, I might get something else. Can I have the liberty to use those employees and train them for this level requirement, or the company wants to select the experienced one only? That is selection of qualified employees, applicants. Then next is training and development for new staff members as well as existing employees for improving work efficiency, means work output. So for giving work output, they need to train the employees, they need to develop the employees for living up to the expectation of the companies as well as they are able to grow. Last is performance management, which means assessment of the work performed by the staff members in an organization as per a standard. So as per standard, are they able to perform or not is known as performance management. So that will be checking up of how the company's employees are performing. Starting, so first step in process of staffing is estimation, selection, training and development, and performance management. So these are four steps involved in the process of staffing and its way how the company is going to perform its task. So this is how the process in staffing takes place. Now let us go ahead and see different elements involved in the process of staffing, which we have seen is a core element. Now let us see the core element. So first is recruitment. Recruitment means what? Searching, finding, checking, trying to identify. So recruitment is the process of finding proper candidates and inducing them to apply for the jobs in the organization. So searching for right people and inducing them, which means what? Encouraging these employees that they come, apply and get selected for working in the company. Recruitment is done through different places, like for example through advertisements, word of mouth publicity with the help of placement agencies. The success of any recruitment depends upon policies and procedures followed by the company while recruiting the staff members. So recruitment, which is done for searching the employees, is based upon the fact that is company's rules and regulations which they have set while recruiting, are they following the same rules and regulations, or with period of time they change as per their own fancies, requirements and situations. So recruitment would basically depend upon that. Recruitment is mostly done through advertisements, trying to search for the right candidate which the company needs. That is in as recruitment. Recruitment can be done with different ways. One may be with internal sources, second may be with external sources. Internal sources is more within the organization, external will be outside the organization. So here internal sources, whenever there is a job vacancy, it can be filled up by giving a promotion to the present employee of the company. So we may have Mr. Mahesh is working as an executive, and now we have requirement for someone at the managerial position. Because Mahesh is working since many years and Mahesh has got the aptitude and capability to go and perform as a manager, maybe conducting a test that is he capable enough, maybe conducting a kind of a time gap kind of a responsibility and checking that is he able to cope up with the given scenario or situation, this recruitment can be filled up. It is more about internal. It also is based on the promotion policy followed by the company. So also there are sometimes promotion policy by the company wherein they decide that the promotion shouldn't be done internally. We have to hire fresh people from outside, or maybe internally is the way how the employee can grow in the business. In certain cases, the same cadre staff member is deputed to the job. It is called as transfer. It was also based on transfer policy of the company. Sometimes same level of employee, same kind of working employee may be used or may be connected to fill up this gap. So that would be more in regards with the conceptual known as internal sources, where focus is internally within the business to upgrade and get the work done. The advantages of internal sources is it improves the morale among the staff members. They are all encouraged. They all want to give the output because they are getting promoted. They are all encouraged and brought about. Employees happy because of promotion. It attracts efficient staff members. The most important thing is training expenses are reduced. The amount of money involved in training, which is there, is reduced to a negligible amount of concept. Promoted employees inspires other staff members to acquire a thorough knowledge of this job. So they are also encouraged. They also want to live up to the expectation. They also want to grow. So they all work hard. All the existing employees, which are subordinates, they also work hard so that they can reach to the point. So there is healthy competition. There is healthy environment that everyone wants to perform best and grow up the ladder and the hierarchy in the best possible time. There are also disadvantages for this recruitment by internal resources. First being lack of fresh and original ideas and initiative from promoted staff members. Maybe the staff members who have entered in, they do not have that kind of fresh ideas. They have just their routine mindset because they have been working in the system since many months and ages and years. So they have got the same format and they are not ready to try something new. An underqualified person may be appointed for the higher post. Maybe this underqualified person is working since many years and he is the best suitable. Or if internal sources is done, the original, fresh, experienced, knowledgeful person to bring in would be reluctant because of internal policy, which would be again a problem. If there is a guarantee of promotion to the internal staff members, they may not work efficiently. So if they guarantee after 2 years you may be promoted to this level, maybe he will not work. He's just waiting for 2 years to complete and then he is going to be promoted. So that would cause a big problem in the organization over a period of time. So these are few disadvantages if you recruit by the internal sources.